WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. The following is a WGIL sports presentation. Live coverage of Galesburg girls basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by Hungry Hobo of North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, and Macomb. Go to gosortho.com. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. By Midwest Regional Home Care on the corner of Fremont and North Seminary, bringing healthcare home to you. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee, the station Galesburg tunes to for news, talk, and Silver Streaks girls basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
And now here's Jerry Bordenkircher, the Quincy public address announcer, with our starting lineups.
And now let's meet the starting lineup for the Silver Streaks from Galesburg High School. A freshman, number 4, Bailey Boyer. A senior, number 10, Whitney Dealer. A junior, number 12, Sarah Baker. A sophomore, number 14, Jessica Howard. And a junior, number 44, Shelby Pacheco. The Silver Streaks are coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Jackie Howard. And now, here's the starting lineup for your Blue Devils. A 5'3 junior, number 4, Shelby Wires. A 5'7 freshman, number 5, Anna Lienertz. A 5'10 junior, number 22, Stevie Nolan. A 5'6 junior, number 33, Lindsay Barton. And in the middle, a 6'1 freshman, number 54, Tori Kuhn. The Blue Devils are coached by Sandy DeVoe, assisted by Kerry Anders. Tonight's officials are Chester Lean, Scott Calhoun, and Mark Gerlach.
That's Jerry Bordenkircher with our starting lineups. The Quincy Blue Devils are dressed in the white uniforms with blue Quincy across the chest. They have blue numerals. Galesburg in their traveling black uniforms. They have streaks across the chest in white letters with white numerals with gray and white piping. Galesburg going from right to left to start this game. Quincy going from left to right. Kuhn will jump against Baker at center court, and the opening tip is controlled by Galesburg. Into the front court comes Bailey Boyer, now to Daler. Top of the key, she gets it to Sarah Baker. Left side now to Bailey Boyer. Boyer now with the dribble up top, comes around the three-point line to Howard. Now on the right side, Daler. Back up now to Boyer. Boyer now on the dribble outside. She's going to try to get a pass. It was tipped, but Howard got it. Now Daler will take the three-pointer in front of his air ball, and it's picked up by Shelby Wires. Back on the attack comes Quincy now. Wires into the front court between the rings. She'll come on the right side. Instead goes inside to Kuhn, and Kuhn is going to put it up and through, and she'll be fouled by Pacheco.
Yeah, it's Tori Kuhn, a very good inside presence already. She's a freshman. I really like her footwork. We saw her in the game at Thiel, and she showed very good footwork in the post, and she seems very composed. And she was going to get a much taller player with Mynika Warner guarding her last time. So if the streaks allow her to post up, it could be a long day inside.
Kuhn converts a three-point play. It's 3-0 Quincy. Just underway, 7:24 to go first quarter. Here's that Quincy pressure in the backcourt. Pacheco to Daler. Daler at center court has trouble. It's tipped away and picked up by Wires. Back on the attack comes Quincy. Ahead on the left side, Barton. She partially blocked, picked up by Baker, who's going to lose it out of bounds, and it's going to be Quincy's ball.
Well, the Streaks need to slow down. Two quick turnovers back-to-back right there. Need to get the ball in Bailey Boyer's hands. Allow her to bring it up if you're Sarah Baker right there.
It'll be triggered inbounds now by Shelby Wires. Wires will throw it in for Quincy in the cross front court. She throws a cross-court inbound pass that hits no one, and it's going to go out of bounds, and Quincy turns it over. I think Quincy even had more turnovers the first game, Eric.
Yes, they had one more. It's 47 between the two teams, 24 for Quincy, 23 for the Streak. So a lot of turnovers last game.
Here's that full-court pressure again. It worked the first time. Now Howard has it in the front court. It's going to be tipped away from her. Goes out of bounds, but Galesburg's still going to get it back.
Well, the Streaks are not playing strong with the ball. That was even a lazy pass over to Josh. She's got to be strong with the ball right there, though. Turn and dribble it across.
Howard gets it into Bailey Boyer. Boyer now to Baker, still in the backcourt. Baker gets double-teamed, and she gets tripped up. We're going to get a foul called here. I thought Howard was fouled on the play before, but there was no whistle. This time they're going to get the foul on Anna Lienertz. That'll be her first. Quincy's first of the team. It'll be Galesburg's ball right in front of the scorer's table. The Streaks will try to get it in the front court here again. Now Howard gets it into the front court to Sarah Baker. Baker guarded in front of us, but that ball, we're going to get a foul called. I thought the ball had hit the sidelines, but we'll get a foul called against Quincy. This one's going to go against Quincy's Lindsay Barton, her first. Second team foul. Boy, they're tough defensively, Eric.
They are. They play a very strong defense. If it hadn't been for all their turnovers, the Streaks wouldn't have been as close in the loss at Thiel as it was.
Now Daler has it in the right corner. Back up top to Bailey Boyer. Streaks in the front court now. Howard holds the ball up over her head into Pacheco. And Pacheco, and we're going to get a whistle and a travel called against Shelby. She turned around just inside the foul line in the paint and was ready to drive inside, and there was somebody there with a body on her.
Yeah, she turned around, was going to go inside, and she just shuffled the feet as she was trying to get momentum after she had seen that somebody cut off her lane that she wanted.
I think she was a little bit surprised that somebody was so close. Here's the alley-oop to Kuhn, but the ball hit the rim for Quincy, and it's picked up by Pacheco. Back comes Bailey Boyer, not a Howard. Howard fakes the three left wing, gets the ball back up top to Bailey Boyer. 3-0 Quincy, bounce pass to Baker inside. She'll put it up on the baseline, no good. Rebound though, Pacheco, right back up, no. And the rebound, Tori Kuhn for Quincy. Outlet pass to Shelby Wire. Here come the Blue Devils left to right. Wires brings it all the way down, but she carried the ball. She was going to drive the paint and carries the ball high left wing.
Well, right there, Jim, Sarah Baker's got to look to use backboard. She's got to drop step into the lane and get herself in position. She tried to shoot it spinning to her right and just airballed it over the rim, but luckily for her, Pacheco was there. Unfortunately, she wasn't able to put it in either.
Here's that backcourt pressure by Quincy. Baker gets it ahead to Bailey Boyer, now to Howard. Howard here in front of us on the near side. Back out to Bailey Boyer. Boyer has the basketball, now back to Howard, left side. To Bailey Boyer. They'll try the right side to Daler. She crosses to Howard in the right corner. Howard was looking for a pick. It wasn't there. To Daler. Back over now to Bailey. Bailey Boyer with the three-pointer left wing. The Streaks are on the board. It's 3-3. 5:30 to go first quarter. Back comes Shelby Wires now for the Blue Devils. Wires now brings the ball over center court. No pressure by the Streaks in the backcourt. Wires drives the right side. Gets the ball over to Barton. Back up top to Shelby Wires. Wires now to Kuhn, who comes out beyond the three-point line for the Blue Devils. She's looking inside. Sarah Baker guarding Kuhn. Now they get it back out to Wires. Wires guarded by Howard. Galesburg in the man-to-man. Wires tried to drive the foul line, but then was forced back out by Howard. Looking for a screen on the right, now gets away, drives the paint, puts it up, no good. Ball tipped up in the air, and it's pulled down by Pacheco. Outlet pass, Bailey Boyer. Here come the Streaks on the break. Right side now to Daler. Back up top now to Pacheco. Left side, Howard. She's got the open three-pointer. Yes! Oh, the Streaks with the fast break and the good ball movement. Jessica Howard with the three-pointer left side. And it's 6-3 Galesburg with 4:37 to go first quarter. Back on the attack comes Quincy now. Wires into the front court. She holds up to Tori Kuhn now between the rings. Looking inside, now gets it to Wires as Kuhn goes back underneath. Getting on the right side now to Lindsay Barton. Back up top now to Stevie Nolan. Nolan holds the ball against Baker. Now to Wires. Right side now to Barton. Back up to Wires. 4:15 to go. There's the alley-oop pass inside. They tried to get it to Kuhn, and that pass has not worked either time.
No, it hasn't. Their best bet is to try to get Tori Kuhn to just get a post-up on the front side. They're trying to let her post-up to the back and lob it over the top. It's not working. Jim, Maddie Boyer's in the game.
Maddie Boyer, who's been ill. Haley Womack comes in for Wires for Quincy. Baker in the backcourt has the ball tipped away, and Quincy's going to get the steal. Kuhn picks it up as the press works again, and now we're going to have a carry called on the far side as Anna Lienertz carried. That called by Mark Gerlach of Sherrard.
Well, right now the Streaks would be benefit a lot. Well, I guess Jess Howard is in the game. To start the offense on the side opposite of Jess so they can rotate it around to her.
Here's Baker with a 17-footer just inside the key, and she hits it, and it's 8-3 Galesburg, and Sandy DeVoe is going to take a 30-second timeout.
Well, it was very good, aggressive play, and the Streaks need to do that against the zone. But like I was about to say, they would really benefit from starting the offense every time on the side opposite of Jess Howard, because that way they suck the zone to that side. Then they can ball reversal around to her and see if she's got an open shot. If not, they can kick it inside to the post that swings it over.
It was great the time before last when they came down on the break, and they still kept that ball moving, and Howard was wide open.
Yeah, exactly, and that's the thing. They came down on the side opposite to her. We were able to swing it over in a hurry. No thoughts, no thinking involved.
Quincy's ball after the 30-second Quincy timeout. Womack now into the front court. She's in the game for Shelby Wires. To Barton, who's going to take the three air ball. It's going to go out of bounds, and Galesburg's going to get it back. Jamie Johnson is in the game for Galesburg. Is that Ty Peachy?
Yes.
Ty Peachy is also in the game for Galesburg. Howard stays in. Maddie Boyer stays in. And Sarah Baker stays in for the Streaks. So that's the Galesburg lineup. Now they're going to say it's Quincy ball?
I think it was partially blocked is what they're calling it. I think it was a good call. I thought it looked like it was misdirected.
Lienerts gets it into Womack. Now left side, Barton will take the jump shot inside the three-point line. No good. The rebound controlled by Kuhn, and Kuhn is going to be fouled as somebody grabbed in behind her and reached in on her, and that's going to be called against Galesburg. It'll be Jamie Johnson, her first and the second team foul against the Streaks.
I'll tell you what, Jim, in that first game, I know you didn't get the pleasure of watching it, but Tori Kuhn looked spectacular in the first quarter. The Streaks were able to really limit her after that, but she looked really good in that first quarter, was able to work the post really well, and she only had six after the half, so maybe got a little tired, but the Streaks are going to need to improve the defense against her once again.
She has all of Quincy's points as she makes the first of two. It's 8-4 in favor of the Silver Streaks. Second in the air, and this one's also good. 5 points in the game for their freshman center, Tori Kuhn. Wires back in for Quincy. Galesburg into the front court. Maddie Boyer now getting double-teamed on the right side. Ball's going to be tipped away and picked up by Wires. Wires all the way down for Quincy. Underneath to Womack. Womack puts it up, no good. But the rebound controlled by Sarah Baker of Galesburg. Outlet pass to Peachy. Here comes Ty into the front court. Dribbles through four players to Howard. Wide open three-pointer near side. No. The rebound's going to be picked up by Womack. Back comes Quincy left to right. Womack all the way down court. She'll put it underhanded up, no good, but we're going to get a whistle and a foul, I think, on the floor here.
Yeah, they're going to call a foul before, but a good shot nonetheless for the Streaks on that last possession. They were able to get Jess Howard wide open, and that's the kind of look you want if you're the Streaks.
Fouls on Jessica Howard, her first. Third team foul called against the Silver Streaks. Sarah Baker's going to go out of the game. It'll be triggered inbounds now by Barton into Womack. Womack's going to take the three-pointer short. The rebound picked up by Bailey Boyer in the corner. She tried to bring it out, but we're going to get a blocking foul called, I believe, against Womack of Quincy.
Jim, the Streaks that dodged the bullet right there. Haley Womack was wide open on the wing. Nobody, a missed defensive assignment. She had the wide open three, but she left it short and hit the front of the rim.
Alexis Martin comes into the game. Anna Lienerts goes out. It's going to be Galesburg's ball. That was a first on Womack, third team foul. There's that backcourt pressure, but they get it to Boyer in the front court. She's double-teamed, and Massey's going to take a timeout. He doesn't want that girl to have that ball on the side. He wants the ball in the middle, I think.
Well, that's a terrible inbounds pass right there. What the girls have to understand is you can't throw it to the corner. And we've talked about this all season, Jim. You can't throw it to the corner in between the half-court line and that sideline. Not only that, but they throw it to Maddie Boyer, one of the shortest girls on the team, with Tori Kuhn guarding her. There's nowhere for Maddie to go right there. They closed her in with that double team, and it was a very good timeout because she pretty much had the coffin corner right there where she didn't have anywhere to go.
I think if the Streaks can beat this press, the game could be theirs.
Yeah, oh, definitely. And that was the same case in the first game. They were able to start beating in the second half. They were able to get back into the game, but just ran out of gas at the very end.
Howard will throw it in after the Galesburg 30-second timeout. 8-5 in favor of Quincy. 2:52 to go first quarter. Now into Pacheco. She'll put it up underneath, and she's going to be fouled. Oh, they got Shelby Pacheco loose as she was slashing through the lane. The personal foul is going to be called against Martin. Her first, the fourth team. And Pacheco will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot the one free throw. She is a 71% free throw shooter on the year.
Well, that was a very good play right there. The Streaks needed to pound that ball inside, and Shelby, very strong with the ball. That's where she's the most successful, when she can do this quick drop step and take it strong to the hole.
Here's Pacheco's free throw on the way, and she missed it. The rebound's going to be picked up by Tori Kuhn. Now gets it outside. The outlet pass goes to Spiegelhoff. Spiegelhoff into the front court to Womack. Womack will take the three-pointer. No good. The rebound picked up by Kuhn. She gets it back up front now to Spiegelhoff. Spiegelhoff tried to get the ball underneath. Did get it underneath. The shot up underneath, no good by Stevie Nolan. And now Pacheco got the rebound, but she lost it. Picked up by Wires, and now picked up by Johnson of Galesburg. Jamie Johnson, the outlet pass to Bailey Boyer. Here come the Streaks with 2:20 to go first quarter. They lead it 10-5. Right side now to Maddie Boyer. Top of the key, they get the ball to Bailey Boyer. Bailey and Maddie, the two sisters for the Silver Streaks. Now to Pacheco outside the three-point line to Johnson. Now in front of us to Bailey Boyer. Out on her. Now Womack almost will dribble around the three-point line right side, who calls a play for the Streaks. Now out Pacheco. Bounce pass to Bailey Boyer. Fakes the three. Drive. Now back out to Daler. Very deliberate on offense here. Now Daler flashing through the lane. Puts it up. Air ball. Pulled off by Shelby Wires. Back comes Quincy. Wires all the way down into the spins, puts it up, no. Ball tipped out by Pacheco. Picked up by Boyer of Gale. All the way down, put it up, no good. Rebound, Dale. Rebound, Pacheco up, no. The rebound, Pacheco, no. But she's fouled on the play. Ho-ho! The Streaks all over the offensive board, but they couldn't get it to drop.
No, and they were very aggressive with the offensive rebounds as well, but right, one of the problems we're seeing with the Streaks is that they're not making crisp passes on the offense, so it's slowing down their offensive sets and ultimately letting that zone catch up to it.
Tori Kuhn, their big girl, commits the foul, her first 15 foul. She'll go out of the game. Coming into the game is Stevie Nolan again. Also into the game is Emily Hart. Here's the bounce pass into Jamie Johnson. And the inbounds pass right to Johnson, and she puts it up and through. Jamie Johnson's first of the game. 12-5 Galesburg. Back on the attack comes Womack. Left side Spiegelhoff now. Spiegelhoff, the left-handed dribble. She'll go all the way in, put it up, no good. The rebound controlled underneath by Emily Hart. She'll put it back up, no. The rebound in the lane is going to be put up and through by Stevie Nolan, and Nolan is going to be fouled.
Well, right there, the Streaks have got to get that rebound. They allowed too many second chance point or shots, and right there, they're going to come up with 2 points on the second offensive rebound.
That's Pacheco's second foul. It's going to be the fourth team foul against the Silver Streaks. Sarah Baker back in for Galesburg. Stevie Nolan's going to get a chance at the three-point play. She's a 5'10 junior for the Quincy Blue Devils. Here's a free throw on the way, and she missed it. The rebound controlled by Jamie Johnson of Galesburg. Johnson brings it out herself. Now back to Bailey Boyer. It was almost knocked away, but Boyer gets it into the front court. Now to Johnson, and it is thrown away. But it's going to be picked up almost by Mangieri. Now the ball footboard center court, and Mangieri goes down on the floor with Quincy's Ashley Spiegelhoff, and we'll have a jump ball, and it'll be Quincy ball, and the Galesburg Streaks turn it over.
Well, the press is really killing the Streaks. They've got to be able to work the middle of the floor and get it to somebody cutting through, because when they just let that ball rotate like that, it's going to take forever to get that ball off the floor and give them more chances for the pick.
Comes into Womack. She breaks away from Mangieri, drives all the way to the basket, and Johnson had to step in front and foul her. So Jamie Johnson is going to pick up her second personal. That's a 15 foul. Quincy likes to drive the paint.
Yeah, they like to take it at the defense in the first game as well. They're very much an intense team, either by the driver passing it into Hart or
free throw by Haley Womack. She's a 5'4 sophomore. Played quite a bit last year, is good. Makes it 12-8 as Quincy creeps back. Substitutions. Jessica Howard, Maddie Boyer in for the Streaks. Man, Jerry Whitney Daler. So the Streaks have Sarah Baker, Jessica Bailey Boyer, Maddie Boyer, and Jamie Johnson in the game. One more free throw for Haley Womack of the Blue Devils. Here it is, and this one is around and no good. The rebound, Johnson, as she came right through the lane to grab it. Now, Boyer, here comes Galesburg right to left. Pressure, Johnson gets it in the front court. Maddie Boyer. Boyer on the right side is going to be tied up. Boy, there was a push there and no whistle by the official, Chester Lena McComb. Wow.
Yeah, and Maddie Boyer, unfortunately, when she gets pinned against the sideline, she's so short compared to most of the girls that guard her. It's tough for her. Right there, she actually had a chance, and a little bump goes uncalled and turns into a turnover.
Like Allman ball. Here's a three-pointer, Spiegelhoff. NBA three, no good. Rebound underneath Hart. She lost it, though, but is picked up by Haley Womack. Quincy with 15 seconds to go first quarter. Now to Shelby Wires. 12-8 in favor of Galesburg. Now Nolan into Hart. Turnaround jumper, no good. The rebound fought for underneath. Picked up and put back up by Spiegelhoff, no good. Now the ball goes on the floor, 1 second to go. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score. Galesburg 12, Quincy 8. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
People will do desperate things for love. Even lie. Join Prairie Players on Valentine's weekend for 2 one-act plays that vividly illustrate how the road to ruin and the highway to hilarity are often paved with well-intended lies. From Peter Schaefer, writer of Equus and Amadeus, comes The White Liars and Black Comedy, 2 plays directed by John Siebgen at the Sandberg Mall Theater in Galesburg on February 13th, 14th, and 15th. Julie Gruppe, Brian Taylor, and Zach Custer star in The White Lies, a gut-wrenching, stark portrayal of how a few lies can unleash unexpected results. Over-the-top comic relief comes to the rescue in Black Comedy, starring Jamie Kissler, Alex Nall, Lindsay Knight, Tara DeWitt, Sarah Moore, Ethan Tapscott, Brian Town, and David Fitch. Friday and Saturday night's performances begin at 7:30 and Sundays at 2 o'clock at the Sandberg Mall Theater. Don't miss the Prairie Players productions of The White Liars and Black Comedy this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Tickets are $10 for adults, $8 for students. Available at Innkeeper's Coffee and the Sandberg Mall courtesy desk.
The Silver Streak girls basketball team travels to Quincy tonight. I'm Jim Wyman. Join Eric Gibson and me for all the action, beginning with the pregame show at 6:40 here on WGIL. Baker's going to be pushed on the baseline. Silver Streak ball to start the second quarter. Stevie Nolan's going to be called for the foul. That's going to be her first, the 16th foul against Quincy. Galesburg has 5, and it'll be Silver Streak basketball right here in front of us underneath Galesburg's basket. Maddie Boyer set to throw it in, 12-8 in favor of the Streaks. Now to Pacheco. She drives out to the foul line, out to Bailey Boyer up top. Boyer will dribble between the rings. Now gets it to Sarah Baker, who's back in the game. Now to Howard. Now to Bailey Boyer. She gets the open three short. The rebound, though, Maddie Boyer. Right back up air ball, and it's pulled out of the air by Emily Hart. Hart, the outlet pass to Shelby Wires. Here come the Blue Devils on the attack left to right. Left side, Spiegelhoff now. Bounce pass inside to Hart. Turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound Pacheco for Galesburg. Outlet pass is going to be tipped away and stolen by Womack. Womack for Quincy. Puts it back up and through. Oh, Galesburg's got to do a better job with that outlet pass. Pacheco threw it right to Womack, and it's 12-10. The Streaks by 2. Full court pressure now by Quincy. Into the front court, Maddie Boyer. Boyer on the right side, double teamed along the sideline. Gets it out to Pacheco. Near side, Howard. Howard wide open, three-pointer, no. The rebound in the lane fought for by Howard. Howard at the foul to the right side. Not a Maddie Boyer. They get it to Bailey, and Bailey will reset the offense for the Streaks. Left side down to Howard. The ball's knocked away by Womack out of bounds.
Right there. Bad pass by Bailey Boyer. She's got to see Womack was chasing just Howard hard, so she had the advantage when going to try to tip that ball away. She's got to be smart. Do a pass fake right there, and Jess Howard should be able to get a nice backcourt and backdoor cut.
Tori Kuhn, their post player, back in. Emily Hart goes out for Quincy.
Can't tell what we're...
Officials over talking at the table.
I think we're going to get some subs here, and that's he's allowing them time to come in.
Anna Lienertz is going to come back in for Quincy. Ashley Spiegelhoff will go out. Stevie Nolan goes out, and Lindsay Barton comes back in for the Blue Devils. Howard will throw one in. Galesburg still up. Go first half. Pacheco right side. Between the rings, now to Baker. Left side to Boyer. Now inside to Pacheco. She'll throw the pass out to Howard. And it's good. Jessica Howard from the top key. 15-10. Comes Womack. Tipped away by Bailey Boyer out of bounds. And they'll give it to Quincy underneath the Blue Devils basket.
Great design play right there for the Silver Streaks. They worked the ball down to Pacheco. normal give-and-go mode. And Pacheco turns around and throws it to Jess Howard, who's getting a double screen at the top for an easy three.
Here's Barton, the inbound to Griffin. She'll take the jumper, no good, from the right side. The rebound, Sarah Baker. Baker now triple team, but gets it ahead to Bailey Boyer. Boyer over the timeline on the dribble. Left side to Howard, but Howard couldn't control the pass, and it comes right in our table, and Galesburg turns it over. It'll be Quincy ball.
Again, just need to slow down a little bit. They had the numbers there. They want to get that ball out. Have Jess Howard look for the entry pass. Just moving a little too fast.
Into the front court now comes Quincy. Kayla Griffin on the right side now for the Blue Devils. Gets it to Lindsay Barton. Barton on the right baseline. Back up top to Womack. Now they get it top of the key to Griffin. Now into the paint to Barton. Barton will shovel it out left side. Gets it out to Anna Lienertz. Lienertz now to Womack. Womack tries the right side. Now Kuhn looked like she wanted to take the three. Comes top of the key to Lienertz, who will take the three. And it's going to be good. Anna Lienertz. Basket of the game. 15 down to 2. Baker had trouble but got it ahead.
Two shots realistically right there by Torrey Kuhn. And, Jim, they really run the floor. Even the bigs run the floor well for this Quincy team.
Man, what an intensive physical game. Whoa.
Yeah, both teams just are going, getting after it right now. And so far, first half, we've got some loose officiating, not a whole lot of tough calls. So we'll see how it goes as the game progresses.
Haley Womack out. Shelby Wires back in. It's Quincy's ball. Comes into Anna Lienertz. Lienertz now gets away from Taylor, drives all the way underneath, but hits the bottom of the backboard. And now Pacheco and Lindsay Barton have a little elbow fest underneath and a jump ball again. And it's going to be Galesburg's ball this time on the alternating possession.
Well, a good job right there by Shelby to go right, get right after it.
Now the inbounds pass almost lost, but Pacheco or Ty Peachy was able to get it up. Now head to Pacheco. Pacheco underneath. She's going to be fouled by Torrey Kuhn. They got the pass inside to Pacheco, and she went right at Torrey Kuhn. That's Torrey's second. It's a 17 foul called against Quincy, and Shelby Pacheco go to the line and shoot two.
Well, that helps. So now Torrey Kuhn in some early foul trouble. We'll see if Coach DeVoe stays with her here with the two early fouls. But realistically, it's going to be tough for Shelby in there. While Kuhn's in there, she gives up a lot of height. But still, you want to be aggressive to go right after her, and that's what she did, and she drew the foul.
Pacheco makes both the free throws. She has 4 points in the game, 17-13 in favor of the Silver Streaks. Back on the attack now comes Quincy. This is Anna Lienertz into the front court. Right side to Kayla Griffin. Inside to Kuhn. Kuhn on the right baseline. Jumper no good. Rebound in the lane controlled by Howard. But we're going to get a whistle here. And what's the call?
It's a hold as Howard was pulling down the rebound. Somebody, I think it might...
Lienertz
got a hold of her wrist. So
Lienertz second. That's the eighth team foul called against the Quincy Blue Devils, and we'll come back down to the west end of the gym. Jessica Howard with 2 3-pointers in the game on the year, an 80% free throw shooter, will shoot the one in bonus here. Good.
That one looked like she actually pushed it off a little too much, but good shot by Jess to get that ball up there and gets the first one. She's been impressive at the free throw line all season
long. And last
long.
Year she was the worst free throw shooter among the starters, and this year she's the best. Pretty amazing story. Jessica Howard, what a player. She makes them both. It's 19-13 Silver Streaks, 4:49 to go first half. Now they get it inside to Kuhn. She leans in against Pacheco and puts it up and through. Torrey Kuhn has 7 points in the game, 19-15. Now trouble in the backcourt, tipped away from Peachy. They get it underneath the wires. She'll put it up, no good. The rebound underneath, controlled by Pacheco. Outlet pass to Ty Peachy. Here comes Peachy for the Streaks. Into the front court now. Tried to get a pass to Howard. It was tipped away from Barton, but it hit Jessica Howard as it was going out of bounds. It'll be Quincy's ball.
Again, just need to slow down a little bit. Quit making such long passes. And the people receiving those passes have to move a little bit quicker going to the ball. You want to catch it more like a receiver if that long pass is coming. You have to actually meet the ball.
It'll be Quincy's ball as they'll come back into the front court, moving left to right, which is west to east. Barton has it now up. Has it tipped away by Jamie Johnson. Into Kuhn. Kuhn will put it up, and it's gone, and she's fouled. Boy, they're going right into her now. No doubt about it.
Yes, they are. They're going right after the streaks inside. And realistically, that's exactly what she needs to do is go right in.
That's the foul on Pacheco. Her third, Sarah Baker, is going to come back in. That's the sixth team foul. And so the three-point try now for Tori Kuhn, the 6'1 freshman who has 9 points in the game. It's 19-17. She can bring Quincy to within 1 point if she can hit this one. Eyes it. Here it is, and she missed it. Gets her own row. Almost got her own rebound, but Jamie Johnson stepped in front of her and cut it off. Outlet to Boyer. Boyer ahead to Johnson. Into the front court, now to Daler. Daler here in front of us. Goes cross-court, now to Bailey Boyer. She'll take the three-pointer, no. The rebound, Tori Kuhn for Quincy. No second chances. The only person there was Mangieri, and Mangieri's only 5'4". Back comes Quincy. Shelby wires to Lindsay Barton. Barton drives the paint. Looked like she walked, and she did.
Yeah, there's travel right there, and there's been a few of those on the inside for Quincy that they could have been called and haven't been, and Tori Kuhn has walked with the ball a couple times. Still no calls, though.
So now backcourt pressure by the Blue Devils. Daler has it, comes into the front court to Mangieri, now to Bailey Boyer. She has it tipped away by Wires, but gets it back, and now we're going to get a foul called on Lindsay Barton as she ran into Bailey Boyer as Boyer was picking up the ball.
How often have we seen Bailey Boyer hit the ground this year, Jim? I tell you, she's taking a beating at times in these games.
Lindsay Barton's second, ninth team foul called against the Blue Devils. We'll get a substitution as Stevie Nolan will come back in. Lindsay Barton, who just picked up her second foul, will go out. And at the free throw line, Bailey Boyer, a 42% free throw shooter. She has a three-point basket on the game. Here's the free throw, and it's long. Oh, that was a brick. The rebound, though, Johnson right back up. Yes! Oh, Jamie Johnson with the offensive rebound on the free throw. She puts it up and through, and it's 21-17. And now we'll get pressure by the streaks at center court, and I think we'll get a foul on Baker.
Yeah, Baker being a little aggressive going after the ball right there on the press. But good job by Jamie Johnson. That's the kind of play you want to see. And we've seen some very good hustle plays out of the freshman sophomores that have come up this year. And Jamie Johnson shows it right there. She was able to aggressively rip that rebound down and then put it back up for the two.
Baker's first. That's the seventh team foul against Silver Streaks. So Shelby Wires will go to the line with the 1-1 here. Free throw in the air, and she missed it. The rebound underneath Jamie Johnson. She's playing a great game tonight. Now to Bailey Boyer, but she was bumped into, picked up by Nolan. Nolan to Wires, back to Nolan. Nolan almost lost it and did lose it. Now Bailey Boyer, and Boyer's going to come up court, and we'll get a blocking foul called near center court, called against Anna Lehners, and that'll be her third, and the 10th team foul whistled against Quincy with 3:15 to go in the second quarter, puts Galesburg in the super bonus, and Bailey Boyer will shoot two.
A lot of fouls early and often here in this game for both teams, and we're going to see some major foul trouble, I think, by the end of the game if this continues.
So let's see if Bailey Boyer can do a little bit better on the free throw form this time. She missed it.
Just Boyer. A little bit long, and maybe next year she'll be the Jess Howard that makes a drastic improvement. She's shooting less than 42% now in the year.
Darian Stevens in for Quincy. Anna Lehners goes out. First time we've seen Stevens, a 5'3 freshman. Boyer's second free throw is missed, but the rebound, Jamie Johnson. Right back up, Johnson, good! Oh, Jamie Johnson having the game of her life, and it's 23-17 streaks. Galesburg up by 6. 3 minutes to go, second quarter. Wires now to Womack. Womack on the left side to Tori Kuhn outside the three-point line. Now back up top to Stevens. Top of the key, Womack. Womack looking for Kuhn. Now to Stevens. Fakes the three. Drives the foul line to Womack. Right side, Shelby Wires. Wires now loses it. Almost lost it. Daler almost tipped it away, but gets it back underneath. And now the ball's going to be rejected as Stevens put the shot up underneath on the left baseline. But they'll call a foul against Galesburg, and Eric didn't think that was a foul.
No, I did not. It looked like a clean block right there by Sarah Baker. Sarah has a tendency to go for the huge swat, Jim, and I think sometimes that elongated arm motion kind of gets her in trouble and fouls get called on ones that she may have clean blocks on.
Yeah, she has long, long arms. Stevens misses the free throw. That's Baker's second, the 18 foul on the streaks. So Darian Stevens will shoot one more for Quincy. It's 23-17 Galesburg. How about Jamie Johnson, Eric?
Yeah, she's playing real well right now, Jim. I have her at 7 rebounds and 6 points here in the early going.
Wow, what a game for her. Comes in the backcourt now. Johnson has it in the backcourt ahead to Howard. Howard over the timeline. Double teamed at center court, and we'll get a foul called here. No, a timeout is going to be called by Evan Massey. Massey wants that ball, I think, back in the middle. He doesn't want it to come to the side, and they keep coming to the side.
No, and that's where you don't want it against the 1-2-2 press, because that's the easiest place for them to trap is on the sideline. What the girls need to do is somebody needs to be running as a shallow cutter through the middle of the floor. Usually you look to have your point guard after she distributes the ball, but it's got to be a quick. If you're going to go to the sideline, it's got to be a pass right back to the middle right away. You have to keep moving the press break up the floor.
So we have 2 minutes, 37 seconds to go first half. It's a five-point game with the Streaks in the lead, 23-18. Galesburg's going to have the ball at center court. It'll be triggered in by Jessica Howard. Howard will throw it in for the Streaks into Baker. Baker now, one step into the backcourt, will dribble over the timeline, all the way down to the foul line. Maddie Boyer fakes the three. Now she'll come back out to Howard, high left wing. Howard now comes in front of us to Jamie Johnson. Give it to her. Now to Baker, to Maddie Boyer, with 2:20 to go first half. Now to Howard. She'll drive the paint, lost the ball. Ball goes on the floor, picked up by Stevens. Ahead on the break to Womack. Here comes Quincy, but it's tipped away by Sarah Baker before Womack could turn inside. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Quincy ball.
Well, good aggressive move right there by Jess Howard. Maybe should have pulled up for a jump stop and a jumper before she got too deep into the lane, but still not a bad move. Coach told us before he wants to see her be aggressive with the drive.
Wires comes into Womack, top of the key. Right side now to Darian Stevens. Back up top to Shelby Wires. 2 minutes to go. First half into Kuhn. She'll put the shot up, no good. Rebound Baker, and on her back is Stevie Nolan. And Nolan's going to pick up the Quincy foul, her second. That'll be the 11th team foul against the Blue Devils.
Well, it looked like right there that the official was debating whether or not to make the call because it was a little bit of a late call, but definitely over the back of Bailey Boyer after she made the good rebound.
Boyer's missed three free throws in a row. She has a three-pointer on the game tonight. She'll shoot two here as the Streaks are in the super bonus, and this free throw is no good. Wow.
Just a little bit more arc. She shoots it too much straight. Straight line drive shot at the back of the rim, and she's not getting a soft touch. She's got to put a little bit more arc on the ball.
Emily Hart comes back in, so they have their two big post players in, Emily Hart and Tori Kuhn. Here's Boyer's second free throw, and this one goes off the glass and is good. 24-18 as Boyer makes the second. Back into the front court now comes Quincy. Shelby Wires against Howard, drives all the way under on the baseline, shovels off to Kuhn, and she'll put it up and through, and she's going to be fouled on the play. Tori Kuhn with 6 in the second quarter, 11 points in the game. Sarah Baker will pick up the personal, her third. That'll be the 19th team foul against the Streaks, and again, we see Tori Kuhn go to the line with the three-point try.
Well, Jim, the Streaks have to take a philosophy of one or the other. If they're going to foul on a play like that, because it was more or less going to be an easy make for Tori Kuhn. So they've got to follow her hard so she can't get the shot up, or they just have to let her have it.
Kuhn missed it. Rebound Johnson. Ahead now into the front court to Howard, now to Baker. Top of the key now to Johnson. She'll get it right side. Maddie Boyer, who takes the three-pointer, no good. Rebound Johnson. Right back up, no. The rebound Emily Hart for Quincy. Right into Sarah Baker's head. She's okay, though. That was a good acting job.
I hope she's okay, because those are some to be taken in the head.
So Sarah Baker goes to the free throw line, and she will shoot too. What a ball game. Well, I told my...
The Quarter Pounder with Cheese won't ask you to love it. If you need space to experiment with other burgers, it's comfortable with that. It knows you can't find its beefy, cheesy taste anywhere else. In the meantime, it just sits there, staring at you like, I'm cheese and beef and cheese. What? McDonald's Quarter Pounder with Cheese burger. It's cheese and beef and cheese, and that's what's up.
WGIL congratulates recent button winners Carol Jean Smith of Galesburg and Barbara Humphrey of Galesburg. Both won $20 each. Congratulations from WGIL.
And Martin puts it the ball. Martin will throw it in.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville.
My name's Rachel, and I'm 10 years old. I like riding my bike, playing soccer, and in 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic. I'll start drinking in middle school, just at parties. My friends will drink, so I will too.
Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems when they're adults.
My parents won't really know what's going on yet. I mean, I'll do okay in school, but when I drink, I'll do some things I don't really want to do. So by the time my parents talk to me about it, alcohol won't be my only problem.
Alcohol affects their judgment and their future, so start talking before they start drinking.
My parents won't believe it could happen to me.
For more information on teens and alcohol, and to learn what you can do, visit the web at stopalcoholabuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station.
Thanks for tuning in to WGIL AM 1400. We will be getting the game back for the Galesburg Girls Silver Streaks. We are switching receivers, and we'll have it back on shortly, so stay tuned.
Morning, gentlemen. Want to hear our specials?
Sure.
First, we have the seafood special. It's been sitting around here for a week. We're known around these parts for our food poisoning.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. It's called A1C, a simple blood test that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. To find out more, go to www.diabetesa1c.org. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
I know it's tough to hear me with this firefighter's air pack on, but it's the only way I can be in the smoldering pile of ashes that was my office. I hope you won't make the same mistake, since at least 1 in 4 businesses never reopen after a disaster. The fire's bad, but the water damage? I should have done our disaster plan, but I just didn't see this coming.
There'll always be a few fires to put out around the office, unless it's not around anymore. Go to ready.gov and make your company's plan. Ready.gov. It's never too late to protect your business until it is. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
Dad, remember beans and hot dogs for breakfast?
Huh?
Well, whenever Mom would go out of town, you make the same thing over and over for breakfast. Beans and hot dogs.
What? I don't remember that. Anyway, what kind of dad makes beans and hot dogs for breakfast?
You did. And I loved it.
You never know which moments will be the ones they remember forever. So take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I'm WGIL News Director Will Stevenson. News tips, story ideas, comments, questions, we welcome them all. Email us anytime, news@WGIL.com.
Enjoy a small one-topping pizza for lunch for just $5 on Valentine's Day. Or a romantic prime rib dinner with free breadsticks topped off with dessert from the Cheesecake Factory at the Cellar Pizzeria and Pub in downtown Galesburg.
You'll be her king when you send your queen of hearts Valentine's flowers from Anderson's, the Broad Street florist. Call or stop in at 128 North Broad, downtown Galesburg.
Your lawn will have secret admirers this summer. Have a thicker, greener, weed-free lawn with Spring Green. Call Tim and Heidi at Spring Green for a free estimate today at 344-LAWN.
How about a romantic dinner at home for Valentine's? Thrushwood Farms has the finest steaks, chops, fresh chicken breast fillets, gourmet appetizers and desserts, and even seafood.
Give your home a facelift with Hotel Furniture Liquidators. Everything from sofas, beds, lighting, drapes, and appliances. Quality, affordable, gently used. Hotel Furniture Liquidators at 1515 East Main Street in Galesburg.
Take the stress out of Valentine's Day with the gift they're sure to love. The Kohl's Diamond Gallery Valentine's Day basket includes a teddy bear, chocolates, and a diamond pendant for her, or a bulova watch for him, all for just $1.99.
Will you move over?
Stop touching me.
You're taking up the entire sofa.
I can't see a thing.
Hey, I was sitting there.
I didn't hear you call placemat.
You're still touching me.
Why do the ones with the big poofy hair always sit in front of me?
Come on, down in front.
You need a Westpaw doggy bed, or two, maybe three. They're stuffed with recycled materials, come in various neutral colors, and made in the USA. Plus, they're machine washable. Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dr. Peter Hauslein in the Hearing Clinic at 582 North Seminary Street in Galesburg, and by Shelter Insurance Agent Amy Howard.
Galesburg girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Radio. It's only a little box with a cord and some knobs that tells us stories and sings us songs and gives us the score and warns of the storm. It's only a little box with a cord and some knobs that makes us wonder and cheer, kiss and cry, and sometimes dance and sometimes fight. It's only a little box filled with sockets and circuits that sits on the counter, that drives in a car, that flies to the sky, that hangs in the bar and asks who we are and what do we think and who do we love and why do we hate. It's only a little box with a cord and some knobs. To see all of the wondrous things about radio, go to RadioHeardHere.com.
Brought to you by the radio industry and this station to remind you that radio is heard here, radio is heard everywhere.
Bill Butts Law Offices has the experience and education to concentrate on elder law issues. Bill Butts has completed elder law short courses in Oak Brook, Northbrook, and Springfield, Illinois. Bill Butts has completed a multidisciplinary certificate program in geriatrics and a program in long-term care from the University of Illinois College of Medicine. When addressing issues with an elderly loved one, talk to someone who has both professionally and personally been there for 30 years. Bill Butts Law Office, 119 South Cherry Street in the Berg.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met Trophy, but I love you. And feel adoration for the awards. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners. Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, breathe love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I heart breathe loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breathe Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Watch out. Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing and such, Breathe Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I heart breathe loves.
WGIL proudly supports the Galesburg community.
Hi, it's Chaz Pig from WGIL with this reminder. Carl Sandburg College is seeking enthusiastic instructors for the summer session of Kids on Campus. It's for students in pre-K through 6th grade and runs in August. Galesburg class proposals are due by Monday, March 2nd. Get more details from the calendar at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Involved and invested in Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast tonight brings us partly cloudy skies and an overnight low around 27. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high 42. Tomorrow night, snow or rain likely. Then snow after midnight, several inches of accumulation possible, low 28. Saturday, partly sunny, high 38. Saturday night through President's Day, partly cloudy, low 21, high 35. Monday night, partly cloudy, low 25. And Tuesday, partly sunny and 39. Currently, it is 35 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Broadcasting from the Galesburg Radio Center downtown.
WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14.
Local news now.
A visit to the state's capital has granted the chance for some students to see how a former president lived part of his life. Students from Galesburg High School's Lincoln Seminar class took advantage of Abraham Lincoln's 200th birthday and traveled to Springfield to participate in events that celebrated the bicentennial. A student in the class says this was an amazing experience to see some of the places that included Lincoln's gravesite, as well as being involved with a statewide reading of the Gettysburg Address. His ability to be not egotistical, and his ability to write. Those are the two qualities a co-director of Knox College Lincoln Study Center says the nation's 16th president has. Douglas Wilson says Abraham Lincoln's ability to not be egotistical was proven by how he appointed Democrats to cabinet and other positions within his administration, making him selfless. As for Lincoln's writing, Wilson says an example of how good it is his depiction of the Civil War. Wilson says it's powerful and convincing. I'm Dominic Fortini. Top stories at home, top stories from around the world. This is Galesburg, Radio 14, WGIL.
CNN Radio, I'm Stan Case. President Obama says he still hopes to work closely with New Hampshire Republican Senator Judd Gregg.
He was just having second thoughts about leaving the Senate, a place where he's thrived and been there for a long time.
Gregg has withdrawn his nomination to be Commerce Secretary, citing differences over the 2010 census and the administration's proposals for reviving the economy. The House is expected to pass the economic stimulus package Friday. The Senate has confirmed Leon Panetta to be CIA director. A Peanut Corporation of America plant in Texas has been ordered to recall all products ever shipped from the facility. State health officials say they found dead rodents and other animal remains in a crawl space, and the debris was falling into the food products. The company's been linked to a major salmonella outbreak. Those birds that flew into the engines of a U.S. Airways jet over New York were Canadian geese. Federal investigators used DNA to identify the species. This is CNN Radio.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents a word from your tires, your brakes, your battery, your oil and filter, your fluid levels, and your belts and hoses.
Would you check us, please?
Okay, I'm on my way to the Ford dealer now for the Works Fuel Saver Package. It'll all get checked or tested or changed or rotated or filled.
Oh, filled is good!
For just $29.95 or less after a $10 mail-in rebate.
Woohoo! I love this guy!
Taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership for rebate details through 331-09.
The Business of Business, brought to you by Aflac. Quality customer service is critical to maintaining loyal customers that make your business succeed. The same holds true for your employees. Simple, inexpensive efforts like organizing employee appreciation events can help toward reducing turnover. Adding Aflac voluntary insurance coverage to your employee benefits package can complement your existing medical plan at no direct cost to your business. To learn more, visit aflacforbusiness.com today.
American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus, Aflac.
Hello?
Hi, Bill? This is George Dewey from up the street.
Oh, hey, George. How you doing?
Good, good. Say, I noticed you've been walking to work these days instead of driving, and I don't quite know how to say this, but...
But what?
But your butt. Your buttocks. Your butt. I think I found your butt on my front lawn. Have you recently lost it?
As a matter of fact, I have, George. It's about time someone noticed.
Well, it was kind of hard to miss, if you know what I mean. Anyways, would you like it back?
Would I like it back? No, not really.
So it's okay if I throw it out?
Sure, that's fine. Take it easy, George.
Small step number 8. Walk instead of driving whenever you can. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Just underway in the second half, 28-22 in favor of the Silver Streaks. Between the circles now, they get it to Anna Lienertz. Lienertz now gets the ball on the right side, over to Wires, now into the corner to Kuhn, now back out to Wires. Wires will have it high right side. Quincy moving from right to left. Now here's the three-point shot on the right side. No good by Anna Lienertz. And the rebound controlled by Jamie Johnson, who's starting the second half. Now Daler will take the three on the right wing. And Whitney Daler puts it through. 31-22 Silver Streaks with 6:53 to go in the third quarter. Shelby Wires from Quincy now back into the front court. Inside to Kuhn. Kuhn gets away in the lane, goes to the right side, and puts it up and through. Torrey Kuhn has 13 points. Now they throw the ball away, and it's going to be Quincy's ball as Boyer was looking along the sideline for Baker in the front court, but was unable to get the ball to her.
Well, Jim, it's going to be important for the Streaks to limit Torrey Kuhn here in the second half because they're probably going to keep looking to pound it inside to her. Now it looks like Jamie Johnson's got the assignment.
Back up top to Wires. Wires has it top of the key. 6:29 to go third quarter. Now Barton will take the three-pointer. Around no good. It's going to go out of bounds, and they say it's off of Quincy Stevie Nolan, so the ball will belong to the Silver Streaks against the full-court Quincy pressure. Galesburg leads by 7, 31-24, just underway in the second half of play here in Blue Devil Gym. Baker has it in the backcourt. Over the timeline now. Gets the ball to Boyer. Boyer now goes cross-court to Howard. Now top of the key to Baker. Baker now cross-court to Daler. She just hit a three, takes another, and it's going to be good! And she's fouled! Oh, Wendy Daler with two straight threes, and she's fouled by Barton. Barton's third, the first team foul of the second half, and Daler will go to the free throw line with an attempt at the four-point play.
Well, good job right there by Whitney Daler. 5 for 33 coming in from the distance, and she just hit two in a row, so she's feeling it right now.
What a key as Daler has put the streaks out by 11, 35 to 24 as we have 6 minutes, 9 seconds to go here in the third quarter, and their streaks with the biggest lead of the game at 11 points. Into the front court, Anna Lienert. Now at the foul line, gets the ball to Kuhn, and Daler came up and batted the ball away from Tori Kuhn, and they're going to call a foul on Whitney.
Well, right there, Jim. It looked like Whitney had a clean swipe at the ball. That was kind of a bad foul call, even though Kuhn was holding the ball high.
Comes into Kuhn. Kuhn will drive inside. It tried the shot up. It hit the bottom of the rim, and now the rebound underneath is going to be picked up by Anna Lienert. She'll put it up, but they're going to get Jamie Johnson for the personal foul. That'll be Johnson's third and the second team foul of the second half, whistled against the Streaks.
Well, right now the Streaks have that 11-point advantage. They want to keep the pressure on here, Quincy here, and they need to keep being aggressive with the basketball. And so far we've seen them be aggressive but also look to kick out, and Whitney Daler's hit those two big threes.
So Johnson goes out, Pacheco back in, both playing with three fouls. Anna Lienert made the first, the second on the way. This one no good, but we're going to have a whistle and a violation on the free throw called against Galesburg, so Lienert is going to get another chance.
Yeah, that's a bad violation to have. You don't want to be the team that gives an extra free throw, especially when the player misses the shot.
Lienert is going to make him pay as she makes the second. Anna Lienert, the freshman, has 5 points in the game, 35-26. Back comes Daler for Galesburg. She's hit two straight threes. Now to Baker, who's going to lose the ball to Kuhn. Baker tried to drive right baseline, but had it bounce off her foot, and Kuhn picked it up. Now wires for Quincy into the front court. To Haley Womack, into the right corner to Nolan. Inside to Kuhn, back out to Nolan. She'll take the shot, no good. Rebound Pacheco for Galesburg. Galesburg now will come back on the attack, left to right. Ahead now to Daler. Daler now bounce past to Baker underneath. She'll shovel it out to Howard. Howard beyond the three-point line. Now to Daler, top of the key. Daler's hot. She's hit two second-half threes. And it's 35-26 Galesburg with 5:10 to go, third quarter. Now bad pass by Howard to Boyer, intercepted by Womack. Here comes Quincy. Haley Womack with the dribble on the right wing. Now to Kuhn. Back out to Womack. Top of the key, Shelby Wires. Near side now. They get the ball down to Anna Lienert. She goes to Nolan on the baseline. She takes the jumper, no good. Rebound Pacheco, who falls out of bounds but saves it to Daler. Back comes Whitney on the attack, left to right. Whitney Daler holds up high right wing. Now out to Bailey Boyer. Boyer will dribble between the circles to Shelby Pacheco. Now to Baker. Left side now, they get it to Bailey Boyer. She'll hold it over her head. Up top to Howard. Almost got a screen from Baker. Couldn't take it as Womack broke through there. Now to Baker on the high left wing. To Pacheco beyond the three-point line. To Daler. Backdoor to Baker, and she'll put it up and through. Sarah Baker has six. 37-26. The Streaks maintain that 11-point lead.
Good ball movement right there. They were able to get Baker, and that was a good cut from block to block by Baker.
Now they go right inside to Kuhn, and she misses the cripple. Puts it up again, and it's good, and she's fouled. Tori Kuhn gets her own rebound and puts it up and through. She has 15 points. The foul is going to go against Sarah Baker, her fourth, the third team foul in the second half, whistled against the Streaks, and Kuhn will go to the line with a three-point play, third time she's been there.
Yeah, she's been strong. She takes the ball strong on her drives, and she picks up the fouls and still is able to finish. Very mature for a freshman.
So Tori Kuhn will go to the line, and she will shoot the free throw. She has 15 points in the game, 37-28 Galesburg with 4:11 to go in the third quarter. Remember, this is a 6'1 freshman. What a player. And she hits us a second out of three three-point plays she's converted. Baker's going to go out now as Sarah has four fouls. Shelby Pacheco in. So the streaks have Maddie Boyer, Shelby Pacheco, Bailey Boyer, Jamie Johnson, and Jessica Howard. Here's Maddie on the right baseline to Pacheco. Pacheco will drive the baseline. Tried to go around Kuhn, couldn't do it. Now out to Boyer. Now to Bailey Boyer, has it at center court. Got it from her sister Maddie. Left side now to Howard. Howard now holds the ball. Gets it back up top to Maddie. Maddie looking inside for Johnson. Now dribbles around, gets bumped out front. Gets bumped again on the left side by Wires. Maddie Boyer, and we're going to get a foul called here, and they're going to get Wires for this one.
Well, the fans for Quincy did not like that call, especially after they had such a good, such a physical game so far, and Shelby Wires a little bump, and she gets called for the personal.
That's the first on Wires. It's going to be the second team foul on Quincy. Galesburg has it at center court. Bailey Boyer now brings it, gets it up top to Howard. Now Howard had the pass batted right back to her by Wires. Now comes left side to Maddie Boyer. 3:30 to go, third quarter, 37-29 Galesburg. Bailey Boyer has it up top, gets it on the left side to Howard. Howard with a dribble, looking, still looking, gets it out to Bailey Boyer, high left side. Now to Maddie Boyer. Maddie on the right corner, not to Howard, but she stepped out of bounds.
Well, again, bad passes led to that turnover as the ball lazily passed an easy deflection, and it ended up carrying too far for Howard, and she was not able to keep her feet in bounds.
Back comes Quincy into the front court now. This is Womack. Gets it out now to Wires. Back to Womack. Wide open three for Haley Womack. No good. The rebound controlled by Pacheco. She took it away from Anna Lehners. Ahead now on the break. They get it to Howard, but a bad pass by Bailey Boyer there, and Galesburg turns it over again. They cannot do that going down the stretch.
No, way too many turnovers. They continue to turn the ball over like this. It just puts them in a bad situation, only up by eight in this game. You'd like to see a couple more good offensive possessions to push it up to double digits.
Now Quincy into the front court. Emily Hart is back into the game. Inside now to Kuhn. Back up top to Wires. Wires now tried to get the ball inside to Kuhn, but a nice job by Howard knocking it away.
Yeah, good defense right there, and you want to have active hands when the ball's coming inside the lane, and a good job by Howard to get her hands up and deflect that one away.
It'll be triggered inbounds by Anna Lehners. She comes up top to Shelby Wires. Wires left-handed dribble, drives inside, underhand layup up and through. Shelby Wires, first basket of the game and her first points, and it's 37-31, Galesburg's lead down to six. Pacheco up top, now to Maddie Boyer. Boyer being guarded up front by Anna Lehners. Now pressure, but she gets it over to Jamie Johnson, tipped away, stolen by Wires. Picked up now by Lehners. She'll put it up and through. Oh, Galesburg turning the ball over. Anna Lehners with the basket. And it's 37-33, and Massey has seen enough. He wants timeout. There's timeout on the floor with 2:13 to go third quarter in our score. It's Galesburg 37, Quincy 33. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and on WGIL.com.
Love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met Trophy, but I love you. And feel adoration for the awards. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners. Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Breed Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I Heart Breed Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Watch out! Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing and such, Breed Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I Heart Breed Loves.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East May Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
We're back after the full timeout by Massey. 37-33 in favor of the Streaks.
Well, so far the Streaks are letting the turnovers affect them again. The defensive pressure is getting to them. They've got to make smarter passes and limit their turnovers. And we're going to get another turnover as Howard pulls her foot.
Jessica Howard travels out near center court between the circles. 2 minutes, 9 seconds to go, third quarter. The Streaks had an 11-point lead. It's down to four as we come down to the two-minute mark. Wires now on the far right side. Got the ball to Kayla Griffin. In the corner now to Kuhn. Back up top to Griffin. Kayla Griffin now will dribble. Gets it on the near side to Shelby Wires. Staler almost knocked it away from her. Now inside to Hart. On right side, they get it to Spiegelhoff. Spiegelhoff will get it inside to Hart. She'll put it up no good, and we'll get a jump ball here. A nice job by Jamie Johnson tying up Kuhn, and on the alternating possession, the ball will belong to the Streaks.
Well, the Streaks are benefiting by the fact that Hart's been unable to draw anything but iron on her four shots. She's had some good looks at the basket and has not been able to finish.
So Galesburg against the pressure. They get it into the front court. Pacheco right side to Daler. Galesburg up by four, 37-33. Minute 30 to go, third quarter. Boyle Boyer, not a Howard. Left side, they get it to Daler. Seems like an eternity since Galesburg scored. Right side now to Bailey Boyer. Inside to Johnson, but it's going to be tipped away by Kuhn out of bounds. It'll be Silver Streak ball.
Coach DeVoe has these Devils playing very hard in the passing lanes. They do a good job with their hands to get in and disrupt passing lanes, and it's really affected the Streaks here in the third quarter.
Here's Howard now. It's going to take the three right wing. No. The rebound, no. Jamie Johnson. She'll go right back up, and it's blocked by Kuhn, or rather blocked by Hart. Hart picks it up. Ahead now to Kayla Griffin. Griffin now into the front court to Wires. Looked like she traveled, but no whistle. Back up top now to Spiegelhoff, but a bad pass by Wires is going to go out of bounds, and Quincy turns it over.
Well, this is kind of the style of game we saw last time, Jim. The Streaks and the Blue Devils just turning it over one after another. The Streaks have been able at times to find their rhythm on the offensive end, but they've got to continue and understand that they need to use more pass fakes.
It'll be Galesburg's ball. Here's a three-pointer by Howard, left wing, and it's good. Oh, Jessica Howard hits the three. Howard with 13, 40-33, Silver Streaks. Howard puts him in front. It's been a story of the three-pointer with Howard and Daler. Now Spiegelhoff will take the three left wing. For Quincy, no good. The rebound controlled by Griffin. Into Kuhn. Out and out of Wires. Wires will take the running 17-footer, no good. But we'll get a whistle and a foul called here. And Shelby Wires is going to shoot two. The foul looks like it's going to go against Bailey Boyer.
Well, they've got to be cognizant of the fact that when that ball comes off from a three-pointer like that, they've got to be ready for the long rebound. The Streaks weren't ready for the long rebound, and it resulted in the Blue Devils getting a second shot and putting Wires at the line.
Wires misses the first. She has 2 points in the game. She's 0 for 2 from the free throw line. Streaks have Jamie Johnson, who has had a great game tonight, Shelby Pacheco, Bailey Boyer, Jessica Howard, and Whitney Daler. One more for Shelby Wires, the 5'3 junior. She missed them both. The rebound in the paint controlled by Howard. Howard, one dribble. Outlet pass now. Gets it ahead to Boyer. This is Bailey Boyer now. Center court Johnson. Left side Howard. Howard had a jump for the pass. Back out now to Johnson. 23 seconds to go, third quarter. Streaks up by 7, 40-33. To Daler on the right side. Whitney now. Guarded up by Hart. Back out center court. Got it to Bailey Boyer. Back to Daler. Back to Boyer. They play catch with it right side. Now partially blocked by Kayla Griffin. Problem in the corner, and we're going to get a whistle. And stepping on the sideline was Whitney Daler, and it's going to go over to Quincy.
Again, bad passes, Jim. You got to be smarter with the passes. Find your passing lane. Ball fakes. The tip passes are really hurting the streak.
Here comes Quincy after the turnover. It looked like a travel by Wires, but no whistle. And that's the end of the third quarter with the score. It's Galesburg 40, Quincy 33. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
There's no better way to spend a dollar in the morning than on breakfast at McDonald's. We feel so confident about this that we gave a dollar to some people and challenged them to prove us wrong. These are their stories.
I got one side of my car washed.
I bought 2.5 stamps.
I tipped my dentist.
There you have it. Actual proof from actual voice actors acting like actual people. Indeed, there is no better way to spend a dollar in the morning than on a hot and savory McDonald's sausage biscuit or McMuffin. Only $1 every day on the breakfast dollar menu. Prices and participation may vary.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stand?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
The Silver Streaks boys basketball team is back in action tomorrow night at home against Rock Island Alaman. Pregame coverage begins at 7:10 on WGIL.
We're back. Jim Wyman and Eric Gibson as we start the fourth quarter, 40-33 in favor of the Streaks. Emily Hart has it in the right corner for Quincy as the Blue Devils will have the ball. Top of the key, Shelby Wires. Wires now back on the right side. Got the ball to Anna Lienert, who's back in the game. Now to Womack. Womack on the dribble, guarded by Boyer. Back up top to Lienert. Back in the corner now to Hart. Hart has the ball, right corner, looking inside for Tori Kuhn. We have Howard and Pacheco on her. Back up top now, we'll get a foul here called against Daler. Boy, you'd think with all the fouls in the game, they'd let that one go.
Yeah, it's always interesting to see some of the calls, Jim. We go from a very lightly called game to now we're getting just the smallest fouls called at times.
Second on Whitney Daler, and we're going to get a whistle here and a full timeout called by Quincy. There's timeout on the floor. 7:29 left to go in the game, and our score, Galesburg 40, Quincy 33. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and on WGIL.com.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stand?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dr. Peter Hausline in the Hearing Clinic at 582 North Seminary Street in Galesburg and by Shelter Insurance Agent Amy Howard.
Stay informed with Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
We're back. That was Lienert from the corner. Now stolen again way by Lienert. And we're going to get a whistle. And a foul is going to be called here after the Quincy timeout. Oh, Galesburg having all kinds of trouble against this Quincy press.
Yeah, and unfortunately for the Streaks, they're just not able to get the ball in at times. They've got to be cognizant of the fact of how fast Shelby Wires is.
Here's Wires with a jumper from the baseline. No good. The rebound, Jamie Johnson for the Streaks. In the backcourt, a bad pass from Johnson. Got the ball to Boyer, but Boyer was intercepted by Wires. Picked up again, though, by Johnson. Back comes Galesburg. High right side, Bailey Boyer. Now to Jamie Johnson. Streaks up by four, 40-36. They've led by as many as 11 in this game. At center court, Bailey Boyer has it. Massey wants a little clock to run here. Now to Pacheco. She has the ball up top. Now gets it on the left side to Bailey Boyer. Inside, they tried to get the pass to Pacheco. It was intercepted by Tori Kuhn of Quincy. Back on the attack come the Blue Devils. Near side, Womack fakes the three out to Shelby Wires. Wires now drives the paint. She'll put the shot up. No good. Rebound tipped up by Kuhn. She was on Pacheco's back. No whistle, but it's picked up by Johnson of Galesburg anyway. Back comes Jamie. Ahead to Howard. Howard looked at the three, didn't take it. She's guarded by Kuhn. Dribbles into the corner. Back out to Johnson, but the ball's going to be intercepted on the far side. Pulled away by Anna Lienert, but Lienert stepped on the sideline.
The Streaks need to slow down and run their offense. They're playing right into Quincy's hands. When they speed up the game, they get outside their comfort zone, and they start making sloppy and bad passes, and those are the passes that are getting taken the other way.
Galesburg will have it on the inbounds. Pacheco gets it out to Whitney Daler. Daler now, left side, Howard. Howard got it up top to Daler. She holds the ball over her head as we go under the six-minute mark in the fourth quarter. Daler dribbles against Wires. Now spins, gets it to Johnson. Johnson will drive inside, shovels off to Pacheco, and Shelby will put it up and through. Quincy fans wanted a travel on Jamie Johnson, didn't get it. A nice pass as Johnson drew the defense to her, tossed it to Pacheco, and Pacheco put it up and through. It's 42-36 Streaks. Top of the key, Wires now for Quincy. Gets it to Womack. Womack's going to take the three-pointer, no. The rebound pulled out by Maddie Boyer, knocked out of bounds by Haley Womack. It'll be Streaks' ball.
Well, the Streaks did a good job on that defensive set. They were able to slow down Quincy's offense and get the rebound. They need to be deliberate on offense. The clock's on their side. They have a six-point advantage here.
Comes inbounds now to Boyer. Maddie Boyer, now to Pacheco. Pacheco has it on the right side. Left-handed dribble towards the paint. Now Daler with the 17-footer, no good. The rebound on the floor. It's going to go out of bounds, and they say it's Galesburg's ball. It looked like it hit Tori Kuhn last.
Yeah, and the girls did a good job. They're being more aggressive after the loose balls, which Quincy has gotten a lot of the loose balls here in the latter part of the third quarter, now here into the fourth quarter. The effort has to stay up, and the intensity has to stay up if the Streaks are going to pull out a W in this one.
D. Phoebe Nolan, Lindsay Barton come in. Here's the inbounds pass to Pacheco, but she missed the easy one. Rebound controlled by Leonard. Ahead to Wires, all the way down, up and through. Shelby Wires with four in the game. 42-38. Quincy trailing by four. 5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Now Pacheco double-teamed at center court, and we'll get a travel call to get Shelby.
Well, I didn't like that call just for the simple fact that it looked like that number 22, Stevie Nolan, was going to try to tie up Pacheco, and she just pulled the ball out of Nolan's grasp.
So Quincy gets it on the turnover. They trail by four with 4:50 to go in the ballgame. Right side Barton is back in, now to Wires. Wires guarded by Maddie Boyer. Barton will take the three-pointer, goal! But they'll only count it for two. Lindsay Barton's first of the game. Back comes Galesburg, 42-41 streak. Now here's a three-pointer by Howard, and Jessica Howard, left wing, answers immediately, and Jamie Johnson puts her fist up in the air and pounds the air. It's 45-41 Galesburg. Now Stevie Nolan will take the jumper at the foul line for Quincy. No good. The rebound, Jamie Johnson for the streak. She'll come on the attack left to right. Ahead to Maddie Boyer. Here comes Galesburg into the front court. Whitney Daler has it on the right side. Back up top to Maddie Boyer. Now she steals a glance over at Massey on the bench and gets the play. Bounce pass to Howard. Now to Johnson in the left corner. Up top Pacheco with 4 minutes to go in the game. Galesburg up by four. Here's Howard open again for the three. No, it's short. The rebound, Tori Kuhn for Quincy. Outlet pass now to Wires. Here comes Shelby Wires into the front court. We're going to get a timeout called by the Blue Devils. This will be a 30.
Well, good job and good ball rotation by the Streaks in those last two possessions, and they're trying to set up Jess Howard for those threes. I'd almost like to see them be a little bit more deliberate with the offense, though, Jim, and slow things down. There's 3:51 left in the game, 4-point advantage. You want to slow it down, take some time off the clock, but also look for a good shot. And that might be Howard taking that three, but they need to slow it down and run some clock, too.
3:51 to go in the game, 45-41. Boy, how about Howard's guts in taking that three?
Well, huge, and she's got to have those, though. She's the main scorer on this team, leading this team at 9.9 points per game. She's got to be the one that looked for that shot, and she's got to take it if she's got it.
16 points for Jessica Howard as she answers the two-pointer by Quincy's Lindsay Barton. 45-41 Galesburg. The clock running, 3:45 to go in the game. Nolan into Kuhn. Kuhn now double team, tipped away by Daler. Picked up by Baker. Baker in the backcourt, still has the ball. Now she gets it ahead to Daler. Here's a 3-on-2 break, Galesburg, but we'll get a foul called at center court. They just mugged Whitney Daler in front of the bench that time.
Well, right there, Barton tried to take the charge, but she moved with Daler. She's got to hold her ground. She tried to take the charge and set herself up, but she moved. She hit right on with Whitney Daler.
That's the third on Lindsay Barton, third team foul in the second half. Back on the attack comes Galesburg. Underneath Baker, drives all the way underneath. Now shovels it off to Maddie Boyer, left side. Right side, Howard. Howard now drifts outside the three-point line. Into the corner, Pacheco. Now to Baker. Top of the key, Maddie Boyer. 3:20 to go. Here's Howard with the three, right wing. Yes! Oh, Jessica Howard for the Silver Streaks. Hits the three, her fifth of the game. 48-41 Galesburg with 3:05 to go in the ballgame. Back on the attack, Wires now. Right side gets it to Barton. Back up top to Stevie Nolan. Nolan now to Barton on the right wing. Left-handed dribble. Gets it back up to Wires. He'll take the three, no good. Rebound controlled by Kuhn. Kuhn tries to back in against Pacheco. Out to Wires, back into Kuhn. Kuhn now spins right baseline jumper, air ball. Pulled out of the air by Sarah Baker. Here come the Silver Streaks. Baker into the front court. Underneath Pacheco. She'll put it up, no good. Gets her own rebound right back up. Yes! Shelby Pacheco has eight. 50-41 Galesburg. 2:34 to go in the ballgame. Oh, the Streaks at clutch time coming through. Now Griffin has it on the left side to Stevie Nolan. Up to Barton. Barton now one dribble. Now gets it on the left side. Here's the three-pointer by Kayla Griffin. No good. The rebound Pacheco of Galesburg. Pacheco double-teamed in the backcourt. She gets tied up, and we'll get a jump ball called here. But no, there's going to be a timeout called first by the Galesburg bench. Let's see if it's full or 30. It'll be full with 2:15 to go in the game. Galesburg 50, Quincy 41. That's the Silver Streak girls basketball on WGIL and on WGIL.com.
Grandpa, according to this book of magic spells, one can bring luck to a basketball team by establishing a ritual. Examples include repeating an activity before and after a sports game.
Like eating a Hungry Hobo sandwich?
Do you think that will work?
There's only one way to find out. Besides, basketball makes me hungry, and we know it will taste good.
Before or after the big game, for good luck or just for good food, head to Hungry Hobo in Galesburg for fresh sandwiches, soups, nachos, and baked potatoes.
You've earned a trip to the Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
The Silver Streaks boys basketball team is back in action tomorrow night at home against Rock Island Alaman. Pregame coverage begins at 7:10 on WGIL.
WGIL Galesburg, 50-41 Silver Streaks, 2:15 to go in the game.
Good job by the Streaks the last couple defensive opportunities. They've been able to make Quincy take hard shots. And Quincy's settling for threes right now. You would think they'd be trying to look to work it inside and get some more points inside, and being that that's what's been their bread and butter all game.
It'll be Galesburg's ball after the Streaks timeout. Baker inbounds to Pacheco. Shelby back into the front court. Again, the Streaks up by nine with 2:09 to go in the game. Maddie Boyer has it on the right side for Galesburg. She'll spin on the pivotal foot. Triple teamed, and we'll get a jump ball here. And on the alternating possession, the ball is going to belong to Galesburg.
Well, that was big right there. 2:03 left to go in this one. The Streaks need to run some clock in this possession. You'd like to see the clock get down to about a minute and a half.
They just got to be a little tougher, I think. Comes into Pacheco. Now out to Howard. Boy, Jessica Howard saved the game for Galesburg tonight. Now tipped away by Wires, but it's picked up by Howard. How could they call it over and back there? Wires hit the ball. And Massey's saying the same thing to the officials. How in the world can they call it over and back? Howard had the ball. It was tipped away by Wires. Wires tipped it. It bounced off Howard's foot. It went in the backcourt. Howard went and picked it up. Let's see if they change it.
Yeah, that was just a bad call right there. The official saw it. It was right in front of him. It tipped it away. They're talking about it right now. And he's saying that he's going to hold with his call. And it's a bad call. It was tipped away. She regained possession after the half court line.
Mark Gerlach of Sherrard. Remember that name. He made the call. So Quincy will have it. Womack now will drive inside. Tipped away by the Streaks. Ball goes on the floor. It's going to go out of bounds. And it'll be Galesburg's ball.
Well, the Streaks are going to get it back anyway after that ball got knocked away and just not able to regain it with Womack. So the Streaks, again, need to try to run some clock here.
Galesburg will have it. Pacheco will bring it up court for the Streaks. Comes all the way down. Shovels it out to Whitney Daler, high right side. Now to Maddie Boyer with a minute 35 to go in the game. Streaks still up by nine. Maddie Boyer on the left side. We're going to get traveling. Oh, I tell you what, Womack ran right into her, but they called a foul on the other way.
Well, they called it a turnover. No foul there, but just a bad call right there again. Same official. He's not watching the game, I don't think.
So Quincy will have it. They're giving him every chance. Comes into Hart. Hart puts it up in the lane. No good. Rebound controlled by Howard of Galesburg. Outlet pass Maddie Boyer. Galesburg getting beat up on the court. A lot of times there's no whistle. Now a steal by Wires. She'll come all the way back down. Goes right around Baker and puts it up and through. Shelby Wires with 4 points in the fourth quarter. Makes it 50-43 with a minute 5 to go in the game. Now Baker in the backcourt. Over the timeline, right side, Whitney Daler. Daler now gets it back up top to Maddie Boyer. Now to Daler. Daler holds up on the right side. Now up top to Baker. Baker now will drive the left side, and we'll get a foul call this time, I think, on Wires.
Well, I don't think the girls could hear Sandy DeVoe because she wanted a foul way back at the other side of the floor. No calls, and ultimately the Streaks are able to run probably about 10 seconds off the clock with no foul being committed. So right now I would imagine we're going to see another quick foul.
Foul is on Nolan. That's going to be her fourth, only the fourth team foul against Quincy. Comes in the backcourt to Galesburg. 50 seconds to go in the game. Galesburg up by seven, and now we'll get a whistle and a foul is going to be called here. And this one will go, I think, against Quincy, won't it?
Yeah, I think they had Lienerts on the foul right there. She came in and just really hit Maddie Boyer hard. So now the Streaks are going to have to inbound it again. They're still not in the penalty.
Comes in Howard. Howard now gets it into Baker. Back to Jessica. Jessica on the dribble. She's going to be bumped into by Wires, and Wires will pick up this ball.
Well, Jimmy, honestly, I didn't even think that was a foul. Just a clean play by Shelby Wires, but they're looking for the fouls now. And this is the point of the game where it gets you in. When you have a foul, it really hurts you because it takes so long to get the team into the bonus because we've seen three fouls in a row. still the streaks aren't in the bonus, and it looks like Maddie Boyer's bleeding from when she got hit on that last foul.
Maddie Boyer with a bloody nose. She goes over to the bench, and Mike Rucks, who is the team medic, is going to take a look at her, and the trainer goes over as she's working behind the bench. Jackie Howard and Evan Massey standing up in front of the Galesburg bench. Here's the situation. As Boyer getting treated behind the bench, they're going to put a substitution in. Jamie Johnson is going to come in. The Silver Streaks lead it by 7, 50-43. They're going to have Jamie Johnson, Shelby Pacheco, Whitney Daler, Sarah Baker, and Jessica Howard on the floor. The Streaks will have the ball in the front court. Howard triggering it in on the far side. Comes into Daler. She's wide open underneath and missed the easy one. Pacheco right back up. No. Pacheco again gets the rebound. And this time she's going to be fouled underneath. And the foul's going to be called against Kayla Griffin. That'll be Griffin's first. That's the seventh team foul. It will send Pacheco to the line.
Right there, Jim. Daler cannot miss that wide open shot. And I actually was going to say that on the last inbounds play when they had it on the sideline like that. They had the same option with Pacheco, but they didn't look up. Wide open, they're getting that back cut because Quincy's overplaying that the last person in their line like that.
So Pacheco is going to go to the free throw line, and she will shoot the one in bonus here, and she missed it. The rebound, Kuhn, the outlet pass to Wires. Wires now comes all the way down. Underneath, she'll put it up, no good. The rebound, Pacheco of Galesburg, and we'll get a whistle and a foul is going to be called, I think, against Stevie Nolan of Quincy here. Let's see. It will be. It'll be against Alexis Martin, not Stevie Nolan. That'll be Martin's second, the eighth team foul, and Pacheco again will go to the line with another chance at that 1-1.
Girls need to hit the free throws. It's crunch time, 29 seconds left in the game. Streaks up by seven. So these are key free throws. They've got to be hitting these, and they miss this first one again. It does Shelby.
Pacheco misses it. Rebound Quincy. Here's Womack with the three, no good. The rebound controlled by Kuhn. She'll put it up, no, and she's going to be fouled on the play. Oh, boy. There's 20 seconds to go in the game. The foul is going to be against Pacheco, her fourth. That'll be the sixth team foul whistled against the Silver Streaks. It'll send Tori Kuhn to the free throw line. 16 points in the game for her, and she will shoot two here. Free throw on the way, and it's good. Boy, what a player, huh? You told me. You warned me. She is great.
She is. She's a very solid post player, and it's scary to think how good she could get if she continues to progress at this rate.
Well, she's playing AAU in the summer up in Chicago, according to Coach Sandy DeVoe. So I tell you, she's really some player, and she makes them both. Wow. 18 points in the game, and now we're going to get a push. That should be an intentional foul as Alexis Martin reached out and just pushed Sarah Baker. That's Alexis Martin's third, ninth team foul. We'll go back down to the east end of the gym. And I think Coach DeVoe's telling her, hey, you got to be a little more discreet. And Sarah Baker will go to the free throw line. She has yet to shoot a free throw in the game. She'll shoot the 1-1 here, and she missed it. Wow! The rebound controlled by Kuhn. Back comes Quincy. 15 seconds to go in the game. Here's Wires with the three. No good. The rebound comes back out to Lehner. She'll put it up, and the clock will stop, and she's going to be fouled. Boy, Galesburg's doing everything to try to give this game back to him.
They are. I mean, 10 seconds left to go, 5-point game. You can't be anywhere near Lienert when she grabs that rebound. Give her the 2 points. That would have ticked at least two or three more off the clock, and we're going to get fifth foul. Who's this? Sarah Baker, fifth foul. She's going to come out. Maddie Boyer, who was being tended to for a bloody nose, is back into the game, so she must be have that nice and clotted for the end of the game.
Anna Lienert's not the person to foul. She's 2-for-2 from the free throw line tonight. 9 points in the game. It's on the way, and she missed it. So she'll get one more. She's a 5'6 freshman for Sandy DeVoe's Quincy squad. Boy, the intensity in this gym is completely different than the other gym. Second free throw on the way, and it's good. 50-46, two-possession game. Comes into Daler, and she's going to be fouled immediately by Haley Womack. Womack's second. That'll be the 10th team foul against Quincy, and it'll put the Streaks in the super bonus. And Daler, a 60% shooter, will go to the line.
Yeah, Daler 10-for-16 now on the season coming into this one. So she hasn't seen a lot of shots from the free throw line. And she's going to get another opportunity here.
Daler hit a 4-point play right at the beginning of the third quarter. She has 7 points in the game tonight. I think that's her season high. And this free throw is on the way, and it drops through. Oh, phew, huge free throw there. 51-46. 10 seconds to go in the game. Whitney Daler will get one more. The streak's up by five. Here's Daler's second free throw, and this one's also good. Oh, they finally come through. Back comes Quincy now. Comes into Womack. 9 seconds to go. Womack will take the three from center court. No good. Rebound Jamie Johnson, and she's going to be fouled as she covers up on the rebound, and Jamie Johnson is going to go to the free throw line, and you can hear the Streak fans cheering. They know that the Silver Streaks are going to win this game tonight at Quincy.
Yeah, good job by the Streaks in this one. They've been able to battle back, and they're going to steal one on the road, just like Quincy did at Thiel a couple months ago.
Jamie Johnson's first free throw is good. She has 7 points in the game, a huge first half for her, and a huge game rebounding for Jamie.
Yeah, she's been very active on the board. It's a huge game for her all the way around.
She misses the second one. 1 second to go, and that's it. The final score will read the Galesburg Silver Streaks, 53. The Quincy Blue Devils, 46. Galesburg comes to Quincy and evens their conference record at 5-5 on the season. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg Girls Basketball and WGIL has been brought to you in part by Hungry Hobo of North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Orthopedic Services with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, and Macomb. Go to gosortho.com. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. By Midwest Regional Home Care on the corner of Fremont and North Seminary, bringing healthcare home to you. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee, the station Galesburg tunes to for news, talk, and Silver Streaks girls basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Bill Butts Law Offices has the experience and education to concentrate on elder law issues. Bill Butts has completed elder law short courses in Oak Brook, Northbrook, and Springfield, Illinois. Bill Butts has completed a multidisciplinary certificate program in geriatrics and a program in long-term care from the University of Illinois College of Medicine. When addressing issues with an elderly loved one, talk to someone who has both professionally and personally been there for 30 years. Bill Butts Law Office, 119 South Cherry Street in the Berg.
Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey are committed to providing the highest quality of health care possible to Knox and surrounding counties. Galesburg Orthopedic Services is located at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 102. For more information, go to gosortho.com or call 342-0194. That's 342-0194. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, getting you back in the game.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. To help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville.
The official WGIL forecast tonight brings us partly cloudy skies and an overnight low around 27. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high 42. Tomorrow night, snow or rain likely. Then snow after midnight, several inches of accumulation possible, low 28. Saturday, partly sunny, high 38. Saturday night through President's Day, partly cloudy, low 21, high 35. Monday night, partly cloudy, low 25. And Tuesday, partly sunny and 39. Currently, it is 35 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the postgame show featuring final stats, a word with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, and the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
We're back. Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson with you on WGIL. Our post-game stats brought to you tonight by Hungry Hobo, North Henderson and Galesburg. You've earned a trip to Hungry Hobo. We drove to Quincy tonight in a 2008 Nissan from Galesburg. Lincoln Mercury Nissan on North Broad Street in Galesburg. This is a 2008 Altima, and it has a sunroof. It has power steering, power seat. It has a great stereo system, and this car still has the brand-new window stickers on it. Mike Schmidt, Jeff Klink, all the folks at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury would love to show you this car. So stop by and see them, Galesburg Lincoln Mercury on North Broad Street in Galesburg, and thank them for providing us with this 2008 Altima. So Hungry Hobo is bringing you the post-game final stats. Maybe I should have you do it because I missed a basket somewhere along the line, at least for them.
Well, I went over actually and verified mine with the scores, and it was leading the way for, well, it looks like Coach is coming. You want to do these after we talk to Coach?
Yeah, we can talk to Evan Massey. Our interview with Coach Massey is brought to you on WGIL by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. It wasn't easy, Evan, but congratulations, a huge win.
You didn't pay your bill again? You got
No, we're on the phone now.
Okay. Yeah, good win. Very happy for the kids. You know, before the game we talked about the two big things of handling the pressure better and defending their big kids, and we turned it over. But, you know, to their credit, I thought, you know, it was tough what they were doing because they were pressing makes and misses, and it's very tough when you haven't practiced against it on misses to get organized and stuff. But I thought our three post players really came up big for us of on the boards. I don't think they got a lot of second shots. And the other thing was I thought our big kids, they did such a great job handling the ball, all three of them, against the pressure. They were really the ones that relieved the pressure and brought the ball up the floor.
Great game for Jamie Johnson in the first half. She, Howard, well, a bunch of kids contributed. Daler with those two threes. But Johnson, I was really impressed with the way she rebounded.
Definitely. You know, I mean, she's one of those kids that you know, is kind of basketball savvy. You look that she already is a sophomore, understands when we're running some things where she makes reads and breaks off and, you know, goes on the attack and what she does. Very good passer for us. And today, you know, she obviously had to be our leading rebounder, I think. And she had to play a lot because, you know, with the other kids in foul trouble.
Yeah, a real good game for both your girls inside. I had Pacheco with 17 rebounds and Johnson with 14, and we missed part of the game. So, but a very good game, especially considering that they were both undersized compared to Tori Kuhn and Hart size-wise. But you've got to be real happy with the way the girls were able to keep their heads up, especially with the runs that the that Quincy brought in the third and fourth quarters.
Yeah, unfortunately, that one stretch, you know, Whitney came out and, you know, hit the threes to give us that nice cushion, and that's what won the game, was that nice cushion we could rest on. But then there was, I don't know if it was in the third quarter or early fourth quarter, we had one of those stretches, we had five possessions in a row where we turned the ball over, and that's, you know, we were playing, they were struggling on offense, fortunately, so they didn't roar back into things, but that's when they cut it to four. And then in the fourth quarter again, Jessica came up big with three-point shots.
Coach, I know it's a long trip home. Congratulations, and thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you, guys. And then we head off Tuesday to the regional. We'll see you there.
Are you excited?
Yeah. That, you know, with the kids of, you know, you watch them. What's good is it, you know, it's definitely a team win. And, you know, like I said to them, there's no reason, you know, we're not going in the favorite to win the first game or the second game. But, you know, we've had other teams that weren't the favorites to win that have been able to come through. So it's something we just have to plug and do the best we can.
We'll see you on Tuesday. Yeah. That's Evan Massey, the head coach of the Streaks. Let's take a break, and we'll come back and run down those Phantom statistics. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your professional Pekin Insurance agency in Galesburg, can help you put more green back in your pocket. Ask them the details of money-saving auto home discount. If your auto and home are both insured with Pekin Insurance, you can save insurance dollars on your premiums. Call Craddy Insurance today about how your wallet can look more green with an auto home discount from Pekin Insurance.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stand?
Relax. Have another another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
WGIL congratulates recent button winners Carol Jean Smith of Galesburg and Barbara Humphrey of Galesburg. Both won $20 each. Congratulations from WGIL.
Eric Gibbs at WGIL Galesburg. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. The news is good from Quincy. The Streaks have defeated the Quincy Blue Devils 53-46. Well, let's do the stats, and I know they're probably wrong. 18 for Tori Kuhn. She led the scorers for Quincy. 10 points in the game for Anna Lienert. 6 for Shelby Wires. 4 points for Stevie Nolan. 3 for Haley Womack. 2 points in the game for Lindsay Barton. For the Streaks, they were led in scoring by Jessica Howard, who had 19 points. 9 points in the game for Whitney Daler, 8 for Shelby Pacheco, 7 points for Jamie Johnson. Did I say 9 for Whitney Daler? I should have. 4 points for Bailey Boyer, and 4 points in the game for Sarah Baker. The Streaks led at the end of the first quarter 12-8. They outscored Quincy 14-12 in the second quarter to lead it 26-20 at the half. The Streaks also outscored them 14-13 in the third quarter to lead by 7, 40-33, and Galesburg wins it 53-46 as the two teams play even Steven in the fourth. Now, how do those scoring totals differ from yours?
Pretty much right on with most of mine. I had Sarah Baker for 6, and Pacheco, I think you had for 8, and if that's the case, I had her for 8 as well. So that would have been my only difference. And then on the other side, Lindsay Barton, she hit a 3, and I think you only counted it for 2. But ultimately, a real good game for the Streaks inside. I had, as I previously stated with Coach, 14 rebounds for Jamie Johnson and 17 rebounds for Shelby Pacheco. So a real nice job by both of those players inside. And then ultimately, the turnovers are what affected the Streaks again. And that's something that we've seen over and over and over again for the Streaks, and they've got to learn to take better care of the ball, because you're not going to go much of anywhere. 23, 25, 28, 30 turnovers I had the Streaks, and I'm sure I missed a couple. So, unfortunately, a tough night for the Streaks. I was turning the ball over, but they were able to get the points in there, and they were able to pull down the rebound. So that was a real good thing for the Streaks coming in. But then ultimately a lot of turnovers as well for Quincy. So about even probably on the turnover side of things.
I took the liberty of getting our Dave's Auto Buddy Crunch Time Player of the Game, Jessica Howard. Hey, you kept on firing tonight. Tell us about it. You never shied away from it.
Well, I mean, when you miss, you just got to keep shooting the fall, and they did tonight, so that was good. Witt had a lot of good threes, too.
It was really a team win tonight. Whitney Daler stepped up, got a couple threes. Jamie Johnson had a great game.
Jamie did excellent, I thought. She did really good on board. She played hard the whole game. She had a lot of good points. I'm really proud of her.
Well, study hard on the bus ride.
Okay.
Thank you. That's Jessica Howard, our Dave's Auto Buddy Crunch Time Player of the Game. We'll take another break, and we'll come back with a final word. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and on WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. You call, who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
I want to make something of myself.
I want to succeed. The National Guard recruiter helped me get where I wanted to go. The Guard is providing me with paid training.
In the National Guard, I get money for college plus a steady paycheck.
In the Guard, I train near my home.
I'm there for my family, my community, and my country. And I'm proud to be a member of the National Guard.
Call 1-800-GO-GUARD and ask how you can get the education and job skills you need in the National Guard.
Sponsored by the Illinois National Guard, aired by the Illinois Broadcasters Association and this station.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
So a great win for the Silver Streaks, 53-46. The sophomores also won tonight, 67-38. So Mike Rux's sophomores end their regular season 20-5, 9-1 in the conference. They are Western Big Six conference champs, and the Streaks clinch third place. They are now 5-5 in the Western Big Six. They are 13-17 on the year. Quincy drops to 8-17. They are 2-8 in the Western Big Six conference. And you know, this really was a great win and a great team win for Galesburg, Eric.
Well, it was. And although I talked about the negatives and the turnovers, it was a great team win. And you know, that you can see that exemplified in this team now going forward. Jess Howard, she wanted to laud Jamie Johnson more than she wanted to take credit herself. And I thought she played a real good game. And I think that's what's going to take for the Streaks to move past Geneseo. If they have any shot, they're going to have to come out and play this kind of team ball, take better care of the ball. But the team concept really is something that seems to starting to stick with this team.
I don't think they're ever going to see the physical play from Geneseo that they saw from Quincy tonight. This was more physical than Alleman, more physical than Canton. This is probably the most physical game I've seen all year.
Yeah, I mean, it was a real physical game, and sometimes it's the officials that can really dictate that. If they're going to let things go early, you're going to see a lot of early physical play, and that's exactly what we saw in this one, is things were being let go early, things got a lot more physical, and then they tried to ratchet it up, but it was a little bit too late.
Well, our thanks to the athletic department at Quincy. Both their athletic directors are here, and they helped us get back on the air at halftime. We had a little technical problem, as you probably heard. And our thanks also to Chaz Feebag at the studio. He was a real trooper for us tonight. We appreciate that. And for Rick Heath. And, of course, we want to thank Sandy DeVoe, the head coach of the Quincy Blue Devils. She is a real sweetheart, one of my favorite coaches, and, of course, Evan Massey for coming over and talking to us after the game. So the regular season is over for the 2008-2009 Silver Streaks. Galesburg will be in action on Tuesday night against Geneseo. That game will be at Rock Island in the Class 3A Regional. We'll be on the air at 7:10 with the pregame show. That tip-off is 7:30, so it'll be a half hour later than the Western Big Six games. The finals again in the sophomore game, it was Galesburg 67 and Quincy 38. And the varsity final, the Silver Streaks 53 and Quincy 46. For Eric Gibson, I'm Jim Wyman. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.